10 Crypto Horror Stories We All Dread. What are the main things any crypto enthusiast and hodler dread the most? Do you already have those terrifying images in your head? In the spirit of Halloween, we are here to take you through 10 absolutely horrible things that are possible in the mysterious world of crypto. Warning, some of them may be so unsettling that will get you paranoid. So enjoy. Forgetting your password, or where you've jotted it down. The very first thing that would come to anyone's mind is this tragedy. Just imagine hodling onto your crypto for years, holding off on selling with the 2017 winter price hype, and then just forgetting the damn thing. Come on, revise your password in your head right now, just to make sure it's still there. ICO you invested in turned out to be a scam. Oh no. But are you honestly surprised? Have you done enough research on the subject to be absolutely sure it was not a scam? Perhaps those promises of X1,000 profits after 1 year were indeed a warning sign, but it's a human nature to follow those urges. Not all ICOs are bad, just perhaps you found the rotten pumpkin. Your online wallet was hacked. We all open up our wallets from time to time just to see that our crypto is still there, don't we? Just think of what you will feel if you open yours right now and see just a whole lot of zeros. And then a message comes in from the wallet support team saying how sorry they are and that everything will be returned. As if your government has banned Bitcoin. This is really not out of the realm of possibility. But come on, it's also so much fun being an outlaw without actually doing anything wrong. You hodled and then sold off, the price doubles the next day. Ugh. This just sent a chill down my spine, that's what hodling is all about. But the market is so unpredictable even when we think we know what's coming. There is no way to hide, only to hold until the end. You sent your crypto to the wrong crypto wallet. We have all thought about this, just copy-pasting in that line without double-checking and it's gone, forever. It's worth the time to read through every single digit. No need to give out freebies at your own expense unless it's to the charity. But what are the odds of randomly sending them crypto? You forgot the reset code, exchange account is locked. And the customer support has gone AWOL. It's a complete nightmare, exactly what it says on the tin. All your senses and your memory have abandoned you, and there is no one to help you, not even your mother. Someone else got hold of your private keys. What would you let go of, the keys to your car, your house or the crypto wallet? Unless you drive a vintage Mustang and live in a New York penthouse overlooking the Central Park, I think the answer is simple, take my car and the house keys, that crypto will be worth more than those things soon. You filed a trade order but the website froze. On our way to prosperity, unfortunately, we have to rely on external things when it comes to crypto, such as the exchanges, and they have been known to fail. What if this time it fails on you? Right when you need it the most. When you filed for a buy or sell order exactly when you need to make a move. That moment will be gone forever and it may cost you. Airdrop is not coming. A large part of what makes crypto exciting is the airdrops. But what if you've done all that they have asked but the reward is not coming? You've spent hours spamming your friends asking them to sign up to this or that service, lost some of them and then the reward is not there on the day it was due. It's not there the next day either, and it may never come at all.